Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan. This is Speaking of Faith. I'm Trent Gillis. Our first story comes from a Palestinian-American woman who grew up in Kuwait. She's lived all over the world, in Egypt and Jordan, Saudi Arabia and Lebanon. But, she says, there is no better place to celebrate Ramadan than in her adopted country.
My name is Samar Dahmash Jarrah. I live in Port Charlotte, Florida, in the USA. I just got back from Jordan, actually, last night, very late last night. And my family was telling me, why can't you just stay a bit longer and spend a week from Ramadan in Jordan or in Egypt? And I said, you will never understand this, but the best Ramadan I ever spend in my life is always in America, because I feel sometimes I'm the only person fasting. It's more strenuous. I feel like every day is a jihad for me, is a struggle to maintain my faith, to maintain my fast, despite the amazing food around me and the smells. If I go shopping or if I go to the mall, there is food everywhere. Everybody is eating except myself. And this brings me amazing strength. And I wake up very early in the morning. I can be lecturing. I can be driving to my classes 100 miles each way. I can be feeding the homeless. I can be doing amazing stuff that I would not be doing if I were living in a Muslim country, because the whole country would be fasting and I would be one of many. Last year, I was giving two lectures in a row in Sarasota to a college. And the lecture starts 1 hour and a half before the time of breaking the fast. So I was giving the lecture, giving it, and at around 7:45, I paused and I just took a date and a sip of water, and I told my students, I'm breaking my fasting. And I continued another hour and a half. And then I had an hour and a half to get back home, and I was not weak. I was full of life, and I felt, my God, now I understand what it means to be fasting Ramadan in America. It gives you strength. I bet you if I was living in my mom's house, I would be dead if I missed my meal half an hour after the time of the breaking of the fast. But here, I started eating a meal almost 4 or 5 hours after the breaking of the fast, and I was lecturing. And it's very strenuous to be lecturing on religion or politics while you're fasting and on an empty stomach. This experience is priceless, and that's why I did everything. I even paid extra money for my ticket to make sure I arrive before Ramadan starts, because this is where I feel I'm really fasting with a meaning and a purpose. Especially it happens that during Ramadan we go and feed the homeless. So there is so much food I'm giving those people. And people are telling me, why don't you taste it? Why don't you taste it? And I tell them, I can't, I'm fasting. And they say, why don't you just have a sip of water? And I say, I can't, I'm fasting. And you can't imagine how blessed I feel that I'm feeding homeless people and I am fasting and I can't touch the food. And that's the whole idea of Ramadan, not to be able to eat, to feel with the poor and the deprived, and I just love it.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith and American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.